Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. It's Friday. It's stock up day. Where does one stock up? Well, on this show, we stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, beverage supermarket. Parking, nice, free and easy. Go into the store, well set up. Wide aisles, plenty of help, and what a selection of beer. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. Soft drinks, water, snacks. Peanuts are roasted fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, where Kevin stocks up for his big 3,000 individual parties. I told him not to go to Greece.
You said, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, it's 50-50 on him coming back.
That's not very good odds there, buddy.
Well, he said to me something about, I went to the ATM, I could only get 60 euros out. I said, well, that didn't get your plane ticket.
No. Well,
and then he took the money and he spent it and went to a miniature golf course with a windmill. At least go to a miniature golf course in Greece that has a miniature Parthenon and a miniature Acropolis. I mean, something.
Yeah. I mean, you can get one of those at the beach here in America.
Oh, boy. Okay. Tomorrow is an important day. Because tomorrow's the Lift for Life, uplifting athletes, and Penn State's the charter member of that. And tomorrow, the Lift for Life will take place 11 o'clock, Penn State Lacrosse Field, adjacent to the multi-sport complex. Park in the lower lot, the lower area at the Jordan Center. That'll help you get in. The upper level, a lot of the upper levels being taken for shuttle bus service for the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts that's going on. And this is the number one uplifting athletes chapter in the country, fundraising wise. It's also the number one Kidney Cancer Association fundraiser in the country as well. The guy that's been the leader of this joins us now in the Sunbury Motors Studio. That is linebacker Ben Klein. Ben, welcome. It is great to see you.
Hey, good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Tomorrow will be a Lift for Life. And this is a year-round venture. How many meetings during the course of the year do you have to organize this? Because this is player-driven, and by rule it has to be player-driven.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the guys on the team, including myself, put in a lot of time, you know, a few meetings a week usually getting ready for the different events we have throughout the year, and it kind of all culminates this weekend with Lift for Life, our keynote event.
All right, so as you do the various events during the course of the year, is it everything put into a general pool, or is it, you know, we see your name, and I can donate to your name, and then it's put into the pool? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so for the big events and things like that, we kind of raise money all at once. But when the Lift for Life actual, you know, fundraising drive starts, we can start donating. Fans can start donating to their specific favorite players, and that makes it pretty special. Kind of starts a little competition amongst the team, see who can raise the most money from friends, family, and then fans who are interested in donating towards them.
This is also an important workout for everybody, and each coach has had their own way of doing it. John Thomas had his own way of putting it together with that 11-12 stage event, where the last part was the tire roll. Fitz had his own way, which included a truck.
Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, now Deej head coach, strength and conditioning coach Dwight Gall, has his own method. In watching it last year, now you had to watch, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. What are some elements that that the fans will see tomorrow that you guys have to go through all the time in the summertime? Because June really is one of the toughest months for you.
Yeah, I think the coolest part about the new format is the fact that we kind of do the lifts that we do daily in the weight room.
Okay.
There's a few, you know, competitions like the tire flip and obstacle course and things like that, but you'll get to see all of our best benchers bench 225 rep max test, and you'll see, you know, our best deadlifters deadlift and do the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, and guys really kind of get after it and do their best events, so that's pretty cool.
What's it been like, because in Ben, the way things are done, we're peer working together, peer, not just an individual thing, but when you guys work out, there's a lot of, you know, it's not peer pressure, it's peer support.
Yeah.
Yeah. How important has that been?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge all summer. Like you said, June's a tough month, and July kind of is a grind as well. So getting each other through that is really big, and that's something that you'll see on Saturday. If you come out to the event, you'll see everybody kind of rallying around, supporting each other all the time. And it makes it easier to get through the workouts. It makes it a lot more fun.
The way you handled yourself last year was with incredible grace and class, and you threw everything you had into the event, but a part of you had to hurt as it happened. What's it been like for you this year?
Yeah, it's been, you know, a lot better not trying to organize it and make it happen, you know, on a wheelchair or on crutches or, you know, in a scooter. So it'll be good, and I'm sure that the other guys who are involved in it are probably happy that they don't have to push me around and whatnot during the whole event. So that'll be good. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be cool to actually get out there and work out with the guys, and I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great day.
When did you become involved in it? It's one thing to be involved in it as a participant. When did you begin to be involved with it as someone who was part of the organizing group?
About 2 years ago, we had kind of our old leadership group move on, and they reached out to some of us who were a little bit younger and said, you know, we want to take over. This is a great event. It's really important to the team and to us, and we think you guys will do a good job with it. And we kind of took it over from there and put our own stamp on it and done our own things with it. And we're looking forward to passing it down to the next group and see what they do.
It's interesting because when this started, and I remember back when this started, Scott Shirley, Dave Coslow, Damone Jones, they were the three organizers behind it. But there was also a fourth player, Darian Hardy, a defensive back, and the four of them, their fathers all had kidney cancer.
Yeah.
Which, in a group of 100 players, that's actually a very high number. That's
yeah,
a high
like
percentage.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Right. And so they started it. What's impressed me over the years is that there have been some years where no member of the football team had anyone affected by kidney cancer, yet they've immersed themselves in this.
Yeah.
You know, the pride factor of what you're doing and giving back and what it means to you to have the mantle of being, I'm a Penn State football player, I can make a difference other places besides on a football field.
Yeah, it's really special to be able to kind of use this platform that we've all been, you know, lucky enough to receive and kind of give a platform to people who don't have one and who really need one. You know, patients with rare diseases who are ignored by pharmaceutical companies and who are ignored by standard medical spending on research. You know, we can say, you know what, we're football players, we'll raise some money and we'll give some research grants and we'll get some treatments to market. And, you know, that's really important to us, whether or not we know someone on our team who's directly affected by kidney cancer, their family's directly affected by it.
When you came here 4.5 years ago, you had dreams like everybody else, and obviously there have been twists and turns, which we've already outlined, one of the major ones for you. What does this particular year mean to you, knowing the finish line is at hand?
Yeah, it's been a wild experience, you know, for everybody the last 4 years, and for myself included.
Yeah.
So I'm just really excited to get out there, and especially after being laid off for a little while, get out there and play with the guys. And, you know, these are my best friends in the world, and this is my favorite place to be, and I'm really excited to just go out there and play football in front of, you know, the best fans in the country and be out there again. So that's what it means to me, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, being back out there and being with the guys.
It'll be tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock at the lacrosse field. The competition will run till approximately 1. The autograph session will go from 1 to 2. It's all tomorrow to benefit the Kidney Cancer Association, and also, it should be pointed out, through Uplifting Athletes.
Yep.
Is what this has done. Yeah. You've made some tackles along the way. You'll make a few more this year. No matter how many you make, you'll always be a credit to this place,
appreciate
just so
it.
You know that.
Thank you.
Ben Klein was. Appreciate the time so much.
Ben Klein, Penn State linebacker and the lead organizer, among many, Adam Brenneman, Anthony Zettel, Akeel Lynch, among the chief organizers of Live for Life, which is tomorrow at the Penn State lacrosse field adjacent to the multi-sport complex. I hope to see you tomorrow. It starts at 11, runs to 1, then the autograph session right there at the field from 1 to 2 tomorrow. It all benefits the Kidney Cancer Association, uplifting athletes. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, welcome back. The cable, of course, has dominated so much across the board in how people view television. I know here in State College, no cable, no go. I mean, they can get a couple local channels, Channel 10, Channel 3, and that's about it. That's what they get. So we've always had to have cable here. People have gone also to the dish route. Yet something's happening in cable right now. Young people use devices. And not necessarily cable. Wall Street Journal did a piece today. Yes, this show quotes the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal did a piece today on the loss of cable subscribers across the country for various networks. The network that has lost the highest percentage of cable subscribers has been the Weather Channel. No offense, but they should do the weather. I mean, do you know how many times I've tuned in? And again, you're talking about somebody here. Now, we all have different reasons to go there. But as someone who travels the way I do, I tune in to see what's the weather. Hey, we're going to Minneapolis. What's the weather? We're going to Las Vegas. What's the weather? We're going down to D.C. What's the weather going to be like? And I get greatest tornadoes ever. Like, what? I don't care about the greatest tornadoes ever. You're the Weather Channel. I want to see the weather. Well, they've lost 11.2% of their subscribers since 2011. ESPN is next. They're down 7.2% of their subscribers since 2011. Nickelodeon's down 6.9%. TNT, 6.1%. TBS, 5.7%. Home Living Network, 5.6%. A&E, 5.2%. Discovery Channel, 5.1%. CNN, 5%. USA Network, 4.9%. And the Food Network is down 4.3%. That's interesting. And for for cable subscribers, it's interesting to see certain channels suddenly dropping in subscriptions. ESPN, for example, is the single most expensive out there. Now, for the Big Ten, it is, I think it's critical for them now to negotiate a contract as quickly as possible. And the reason that they need to negotiate a contract as quickly as possible is that you have to put the iron in the fire while there's still a fire. And the Big Ten is going to commence with their television negotiations within days. It's the last major contract out there. And they need to. The contract expires at the end of 16-17. They should get a huge windfall. And Fox Sports 1, Fox, they're going to push on this. ESPN, look, ESPN's smart, too. They understand. Look, the Big Ten, as Steve Samsel pointed out on the show the other day, the Big Ten needs the exposure that ESPN brings them. And it's not just, oh, we're carrying the games, but you also need to be a part of game day. Does ESPN have a tendency to maybe put some of your material on ignore if they're not carrying you? Very possible. Now, they're not going to do it to Ohio State, which is a national championship contender, but might they do it to Wisconsin, not maybe talk about them as much, Maryland? But since they're carrying the games, hey, look, don't forget ESPN, too. We got Maryland taking on Nebraska. They'll talk about you more. It's the ancillary programming that is the conversation starter, that if you are not on their network, you may not be talked about in a conversation. CBS still wants to do the Big Ten basketball. NBC is thought to be a potential bidder in this, especially with NBC Sports Net. And they want another major sports property. And of course, the iron is the hottest now for the Big Ten than it's ever been, because now you have Ohio State, the defending national champion. Michigan State's playing well. Penn State's back, getting back on track. And you have Michigan with Jim Harbaugh. You also have markets in Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Washington, New York, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Des Moines, Omaha, and Lincoln, Madison, Milwaukee. You have some major, major TV markets. You have a huge population base. And ESPN knows they need to be a part of that. And the Big Ten also knows it needs exposure. Very important. So, you know, and I think they've got to get this thing done as quickly as possible. And the reason I think you need to do it as quickly as possible is what I just cited when this all began in this part of the conversation. The number of cable subscriptions that have declined. ESPN's down 7.2% on cable subscriptions nationwide since 2011. It's 4 years. Okay? Hit it now. Because ESPN's tightening the belt left and right. Olbermann's out. Simmons is out. They don't know what they're going to do with Colin Cowherd. they were going to open up a New York studio. Actually, they're going to take Mike and Mike and put them in Oberman's studio. Now that there's a lot of talk, they may close that studio down completely. I mean, they're cutting costs across the board. And yes, ESPN has done some games from Bristol and not on site. And maybe a lot of you didn't realize it. I can tell right away when I'm listening to it. And always one of the keys, right away, if you want to know if they're doing it on site, do they do a stand-up with the crowd behind them? If they don't, or there's no stand-up, guess what? They're not there. Well, the cameras are there. Coming up on Monday's show, we're going to have Penn State women's soccer coach Erica Walsh and basketball player Brandon Taylor. And we are still working diligently trying to see if it's possible to get Joe Buck on. Again, he says he's already said he wants to do the show. Now it's a question between the U.S. Women's Open, the All-Star Game, and so forth, making this work, okay? That's what it comes down to. Coordinating of schedules. All right, bottom of the hour. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. To the bottom of the hour we go, news. And the final half hour of the show, an open line at 800-795-9565. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia was 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And of course, this is Friday. Time to stock up for the weekend at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, and microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. And not only that, they roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is second to none. They have water, soft drinks, snacks, one-stop shopping to stock up for the weekend, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Many have asked about where Kevin is. Actually, we've had nobody ask about where Kevin is. Well, let's, in case he's listening, let's do this for his ego. Many have asked where Kevin is this week. And, he went from the south of France to Greece, where currently he's stuck. I don't understand. I kept telling him, don't go to Greece. He says, that's really great. He says, really great over here. I get able to get $60 out of the, 60 euros out of the ATM every time. I said, don't. I says, you're not going to be able to get out of there. I'm just telling you.
Does this have anything to do with personal experience?
What? Oh, just Greece is in financial trouble right now, and I told him, don't go.
Well, no, I thought maybe you got stuck in Greece yourself at one point in time, because, you know, you have a story for everything, so.
No, I did not get stuck in Greece. But you know him. He wanted to go to the birthplace of the Olympics, the whole thing, you know. And I know he texted me at one point, and he said, gee, I don't know, it looks like there's just a whole bunch of old buildings here. I tried to explain to him the Parthenon. I gave up. Oh, well. So, Kevin, this is like, you know, part of the cradle of... No. It was sad. It was sad. He's supposed to be back Monday. Speaking of Monday, we are scheduled to have on the show basketball player Brandon Taylor, and Penn State women's soccer coach Erica Walsh on the World Cup. That's all coming up on Monday. Oh. The round two of the U.S. Women's Open taking place at Lancaster Country Club. They had to cut it short yesterday because of the weather down there. And Amy Yang is the leader right now at 4 under par. And evidently she has not teed off yet in the second round. Has anybody made a move here? Let's see. MB Park made a move today. Shot 70, 2 under par. So she's moved up the leaderboard a bit. Not a lot of rounds complete yet on the course. Michelle Wee shot 72 yesterday. She's even today for the tournament through. She's even for the tournament now. She is 2 under for the day through 8. So Michelle Wee's made a move, and she's now up to 17th. Stacey Lewis shot 69 yesterday, even for the day today. She's still at 1 under par. She's the player I picked to win the championship. Kari Webb, 3 under par, but 1 over on the day. Okay, I see. And Amy Yang is 4 under par. She's 1 under the day. Okay, now I got a feel for what the leaderboard looks like here. There we go. So Michelle Wee has moved up. Morgan Pressel's moved up, too. Jordan Spieth shot 64 today at the John Deere. I think he'll make the cut. And then there was a really tough one today at the Scottish Open where Justin Rose hit a drive off the tee and it hit a fan. And Rose was pretty shaken up by it. And he hit the spectator right in the head. And Rose said a young spectator fainted at the sight of blood, but soon the young spectator came around. Ooh, I mean, brutal. Brutal. Has anybody checked to see if Kevin is okay? Did he go to the tournament?
Rumor is that he is alive and well.
Let me guess, he texted you.
No, he has not texted me.
See, you're on the outs.
I did see a couple of Facebook posts this week to at least let me know that he was alive and well.
Yeah, sure. Well, at least he's fine. All right.
Sorry. Like we're concerned about him on a Friday afternoon, right?
I'm not that concerned, I'm sure he's fine. The baseball right now is the centerpiece, and it really has taken center stage. But it only has this limited window, and that's what's tough about baseball. Baseball used to own everything. I mean, publicity wise, they owned everything. And they had a great calendar. Hey, pitchers and catchers report. All right. First spring training game. All right. Start of the regular season. All right. Season goes through the summer. Great. Postseason play. Great. Then you get to that certain point where, hey, we're going to name the MVP in each league. Name the Rookie of the Year in each league. We're going to name the Cy Young Award winner in each league. Comeback Player of the Year in each league. You know. And then you'd have the trades that would happen at the winter meetings. Baseball owned the cycle. They have lost total control of the cycle now. Total control. They have no control on the cycle whatsoever. They only have a limited window. And that window is right now until about the end of July. And it's that simple. Because football training camp will start. And when football training camp starts, baseball, still very much in the thick of it, moves back a couple of pages in the paper, moves back in the consciousness of shows such as this one. Because the Steelers are in camp. The Eagles are in camp. Chip Kelly's in camp. I mean, the Pirates are having a great year. They're having a great year. Yet, you're going to hit August, and you're going to have people saying, hey, what about the Steelers? What about Le'Veon Bell? What about D'Angelo Williams? What about Antonio Brown? I mean, that's what will dominate the conversation, all right? Now, Philadelphia has none of that. It doesn't really matter. The Phillies are playing poorly. The second the Eagles get to camp, the Eagles will own it. The second they get there. And with Chip Kelly, with Sam Bradford, with DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, defense, the whole deal. I mean, football will own this thing beginning in August. They'll play a preseason game. There'll be more analysis of a preseason game than there will of a regular season baseball game. So baseball has to go right now, and of course now for baseball, the calendar works against them. We got the All-Star game next week, which means they don't play Monday, they don't play Tuesday, and I don't think they play Thursday either. So right in the one time of the year where they own the cycle, they're not playing. And that is part of the problem. And the players need time off, too, at this time of the year. I mean, it is a long grind. Like, they've been going every day since middle to late February. And, you know, the players do need some time off. That's why they're looking at the calendar for the upcoming year, for a year from now. And in the calendar for a year from now, Rob Manfred says they're actually considering scheduled doubleheaders maybe once a month for teams, because that would be a way of incorporating some extra days off into the calendar. But here they are, the one time of the year where they're going to own the cycle and can own the cycle. They'll have the publicity of the All-Star game leading in, home run derbies on Monday night, the game itself, then some post-analysis and so forth, then start looking at the second half of the season. But you're not going to have any games on except for the one game. That's going to be it. Now, this is a great weekend for baseball, starting with the Cardinals and the Pirates. They play tonight. And the second game of the series, and last night, the Cardinals won 4-1. The Yankees and Red Sox play tonight, and the Red Sox have now closed the gap on the Yankees. Phillies get to play the Giants. Just thought I'd throw it in there, just in case. We mentioned Dalvin Cook of Florida State, accused of punching a woman outside a bar. He has been suspended indefinitely and has been charged with misdemeanor battery and for allegedly hitting a woman. Then there is Greg Hardy, 4-game suspension. It was 10. Harold Henderson, the arbitrator, reduced it to 4 for Greg Hardy. So that's great news for the Cowboys. And they needed, you know, the Cowboys needed that. That was the key offseason acquisition for them. They say they just feel that 10 games is just too many games. And That's why they're reducing it to four. So Hardy was found guilty by a judge. He received a 60-day suspended sentence, 18 months probation on misdemeanor charges. He appealed the judge's ruling in favor of a jury trial. The case was dismissed in February. She chose not to cooperate with authorities and did receive a settlement from Hardy. And the NFL is in a tough spot because they're not allowed to interview her. Now, they were provided with photos and other material, but that's, that's the story. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Looking forward to doing a little baseball this weekend. In fact, I'm going to have a special guest analyst with me in the booth in the third inning tonight. Defensive coordinator Bob Shoup is going to join me for the third inning tonight in the Spikes game.
Really?
Bob was a four-year letter winner in baseball at Yale. Bob was also a four-year letter winner in football. He played for Carm Cozy at Yale, played wide receiver at Yale for Carm Cozy. But he also was a four-year letter winner as a pitcher on the baseball team, and he twice won the Ducky Pond Award as their top pitcher. You're like, the Ducky
wow.
Pond Award? Yeah, well, the old saying, leaving ducks in the pond, that's why Yale's top pitcher is named the Ducky Pond Award winner. Well, he won that twice. Bob was a good athlete. I mean, he's obviously a great coach. And one of the truly great, well-rounded guys you'd ever want to be around. I could say that about everybody on the staff, but since he's going to be up in the booth in the third inning with me tonight, just chit-chatting a little bit about baseball and so forth. Huge Pirate fan. I'm gonna have to make sure that the TV's on so you can watch a little bit of the Cardinals game as we do this tonight. His wife is a huge Red Sox fan, which, means that, as far as I'm concerned, she might be the brains of the operation. So, Kevin is back on Monday, we think.
We hope.
Between Drew Kelly, Sean Carey, Ali Stevens, Jennifer Wakeman, Mark Lawrence, myself, we've been able to come up with the bail money, I think. What? Did I mention the wrong word?
Are you going to wire it to him in Greece?
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure Western Union has an office. What the heck?
Yeah, there you go.
Either that or we're going to go to the tavern in Lewisburg.
Which will be much more productive,
which I'll be honest with you, like, is becoming more of an attractive option with each passing minute. We could send this money and bail Kevin out in Greece, or we could go to the tavern in Lewisburg. We could do that.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, what?
The scary part is that I'm on your side. I think that's a much better option.
I mean, to be honest, I think as with each sentence, it's getting better. Now, coming up on Monday, we are going to have basketball player Brandon Taylor, and we're going to have Erica Walsh of the Penn State women's soccer team. How it shakes down with Joe Buck, we're still waiting to see. But again, Fox knows. Fox got back to us. They did inform us he wants to do the show. But again, he's doing the U.S. Women's Open right now. He does have the All-Star game on Tuesday. So it's a question of, okay, when does his schedule work with our schedule? Okay. But this is that's where it stands. So you're not talking about, hey, we sent a request in. They never got back to us. We sent a request in. He can't do it. You know, no. I put the request in. They in turn got back to us. They in turn then told us, hey, look, he wants to do the show. Let's see what we can work out. Okay. Well. And I'm pretty confident it's going to happen. He's a class act, and I'm not surprised. Again, it's been a real big-time run for them between the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, the Senior Open at DePaso in Sacramento, and now here at Lancaster Country Club with the Women's Open. And then there's the All-Star game Tuesday night in Cincinnati. So while it is a late time of the year sports-wise for some people, it is a heavy time of the year. And I'll say this. We were talking about TV rights and how the Big Ten is going to start opening up negotiations on what to do with its TV package for the future. Fox has at least proven that they're a viable candidate by what they've done in the last month. Great ratings in primetime for the U.S. Open. Great ratings for the U.S. women's soccer team. And it was all on Fox. You can knock Fox all you want. I'll tell you what Fox has. Fox does have a network. Fox does have a sports network, and Fox has a lot of qualified professionals across the board, whether it's on-air talent or off-air talent. And Fox has money. Okay? They've got cash. Now, do you want to sell out the possibility of exposure for cash? No, that's where you have to be smart about how you do this. But Jim Delaney's been very smart when it comes to the TV side of this as to what he's done over the years to get the Big Ten the best deals possible. That's why the Big Ten's been the number one paying conference. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks for filling in for Kevin today. You were terrific as always.
It's always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Same here. Kevin is back on Monday. There'll be a parade. And our own personal Canyon of Champions, known as the Break Room. Today's show has been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports, Domestics, Microbrews. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Snacks, soft drinks, water. And the Pickle Bar, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, I'm Steve Jones. Have a great weekend, everyone.